Laws that are intended to protect prime agricultural land from mining come into effect in Queensland today. The laws cover about 4% of the state's land, including the region in southeast Queensland that's regarded as one of Australia's most productive food bowls. But farmers say the legislation doesn't go far enough. In Brisbane, Imogen Brennan reports.
The Lockyer Valley and the Darling Downs west of Brisbane are some of Australia's most productive agricultural areas. Now, the fertile soil in the region will become part of the 4% of Queensland farmland that'll be protected from mining under the new Strategic Cropping Land Act.
The idea of it is to identify the areas that are absolutely the best quality for cropping purposes and keep them into the future.
The Natural Resources Minister, Rachel Nolan, says Queensland is the first Australian state to introduce legislation that protects farmland from mining.
It is pretty comprehensive legislation. It does cover a large area, and it is really quite a groundbreaking change in the land law.
The laws prevent open cut mining, but they won't stop underground mining, exploration work or coal seam gas production. And that's where farmers' concerns begin. Drew Wagner from the rural lobby group AgForce says the legislation is a good start, but it doesn't go far enough.
Coal seam gas services like their treatment ponds, their compression stations are covered under this legislation. But the wellheads, the pipelines and the roads that are spreading like cancers across our agricultural landscape are not covered under this legislation.
How concerned are farmers about coal seam gas, and how is coal seam gas exploration and production affecting farmers in the region?
Well, we're exponentially concerned right now. There's massive, massive impacts from this industry going across the landscape. And the problem is, right now, we don't know what long-term impact it is going to have.
In November, a Senate committee handed down a report calling for a moratorium on coal seam gas projects until studies into the impact on groundwater have been completed. One of its 24 recommendations was for gas production to be excluded from highly productive agricultural land. But Queensland's Natural Resources Minister, Rachel Nolan, says coal seam gas projects can coexist with farming.
CSG quite simply does not permanently alienate best quality agricultural land. Its physical footprint is very small. It can quite happily coexist with either cropping or grazing going on.
Michael Roach from the Queensland Resources Council says it's important the legislation is reviewed after 2 years.
We think that the legislation will catch up in all of this process. Land that will in the end prove to be not high quality cropping land, but it will require miners to go through a whole range of unnecessary processes to establish the facts. So this will slow down projects.
The federal government is due to respond to the Senate committee's recommendations on coal seam gas production in February. The committee will release its final report in June.
Imogen Brennan reporting.